It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Even though they didn't play this last night, they haven't played in like a decade, I don't think.
We didn't mention the show on the air.
What's that?
We didn't even mention the show on the air.
No.
It was amazing last night.
Did you? Are your ears back
coming,
to where they were?
They're coming back.
That was one of the loudest concerts I've been to. Like, the sound was unbelievable. It was perfect. But Maynard's a weird dude, and he's always been a weird dude. Fred, have you seen them before live?
I've interviewed Maynard.
But have you seen them live?
Yes, I saw them on that show at the Tabernacle, okay, where everything was choreographed.
Good, because that is the first tour where Maynard said, I'm not going to stand on stage with the rest of the band now. I'm going to kind of be in the back on this little platform in the dark. And he did that again last night, and he kind of like did his little moving around. And sometimes you didn't see him, sometimes you couldn't. But that was one of the better concerts that I've seen. And just that drummer is...
They were disgusting last night.
Now I know what like Rush fans feel like as far as like... drums. He might be the only person I ever want to see a drum solo from was this guy.
Well, you've seen Rush, and I'm going to tell Pierre that you said that.
I always found Neil Peart's drum solos boring.
Do you remember Margot Chamberlain from Atlanta?
No.
She was very good friends with Maynard when they were in Grand Rapids, and she has interesting stories about young Maynard.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, young Maynard tried on a lot of personalities.
Yeah, how was that interview when you were with him?
Okay, so I was told by the record rep it was at an outdoor show. And the record rep the whole time said, Maynard's a dick, Maynard's a dick, Maynard's a dick. I'm telling you right now, Maynard's going to be a dick. He's going to be a dick. So he was with Josh Fries.
Sure.
He was Josh Fries, and Josh Fries, of course, had played with the Replacements. He had played with Guns N' Roses. So he said, fine. I just asked Josh Fries. He played with the Vandals. I asked Josh Fries just a million questions. And Maynard got mad that I didn't ask him any questions. He said, do you have anything for me? And I said, well, I was told that you're a dick. And not like, so I didn't want to bother you. And then it ended.
Maynard, I interviewed him once, and he was fine. He was like promoting his wine, and he actually was. I think what broke the ice is that I went to his vineyard one time out in Arizona.
Oh,
I found
yeah.
it, and so the minute I said that, he was like, ah. And then so I literally spent 2 minutes on his wine, and then 10 minutes on Tool, and he was fine with it.
You have to understand my interviewing style at the time, as Rich can attest, was I wanted to aggravate the interviewee as much as humanly possible.
Like the Incubus interview?
That one wasn't on purpose.
But
I interviewed like Power Man 5000, remember them? Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are from the future? And I'm like, who wins like the 2016 World Series? I had Chad Kroeger from Nickelback in a golf cart looking for me so he could beat me up. Because it took him like 5 minutes to realize I was making fun of him.
Is he a tough guy? I mean,
probably beat me up.
What had he said? What did you say to piss him off?
How long does it take to crimp your hair? You know, I don't know. Like, I was asking questions like, what's it like to be compared to Elton John?
I think
are you the new Black Sabbath?
I think the only guy we interviewed that wanted to beat me up was the guy from Third Eye Blind, the lead singer.
He was super cool to me.
Okay, so what happened was he sat down. We were at one of these like press junkets, and where they bring people down. I think it was like for the Grammys or MTV Awards, something like that. And he sat down to an interview with us, and he was just one of these guys that couldn't be bothered with things. You know, like, he would be, like, talking to people at other tables while we're doing the interviews. And
Stephen Jenkins. Okay.
Was doing his thing. And so by the time it was done, he left. And so we're live on the air, and they were just like, so, you know, what did you think of the interview? We were talking about that, and I said, that guy was just... He could not be bothered with us. That guy was as pompous as it gets, and he's walking by, and he hears it. And he sits down and goes, oh, well, why don't you say it to my face? And I said, you're as pompous as it gets. And he goes, well, why do people always say that about me? You literally were talking to two other people at the other table during our interview. I think we got one actual answer from you that was cohesive. And I think at the end of it, he ended up being all right. But he was like, say it to my face. And I'm like, dude, you're Stephen Jenkins. I'm not big. I can't kick anyone's ass. I can kick your ass.
I didn't even interview him, but I was backstage at the Tabernacle. And he's like, I got a bunch of extra like alcohol from my rider. He's like, do you want some? And I went in there with girls, and I got to have sex with one of them. Sum 41 as well. I had sex with
actually
the
bus. Good band live, by the way. Sum 41.
I don't mind Sum 41.
I don't mind those guys. Yeah. I don't. I never have.
Who was Wolf Mother? Were they the one who said
woman? I'll give you woman. Yeah, the Joker and the Thief in the Night.
I had my wife interview him, and she's like, who do you think you rip off more, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Bonham, or John Paul Jones? And then she's like, and then she's like, Do you, when you're ripping off Robert Plant, like, do you ever feel guilty about ripping him off? And
I'm getting Jet and Wolf Mother mixed up because this is I like this.
At first, you just like Led Zeppelin.
Well, I mean, what's the Greta Van Fleet?
Well, if I interviewed Greta Van Fleet, I would have said the same thing.
I mean, that's the fact that they deny that they're ripping off Zeppelin is hysterical.
Every once in a while, I hear Audioslave. I hear a little bit of Led Zeppelin. Like, Cornell's. I know Cornell's is great.
Oh.
But
there's a difference.
Yeah, no, I know. That's a complete
ripoff.
I mean,
Greta Van Fleet is... Yeah. You literally took Zeppelin songs and played them backwards.
Yep, I agree.
Remember when the DJ from Limp Bizkit called the station and said he was going to come beat me up?
Yes, I do remember that.
I'd love to hear more of these stories you guys.
I have someone trying to send me a box of CDs, but I interviewed Fred Durst, and I'm like, I refuse to play your records on the radio. And he's like, why? I'm like, you're horrible.
Yeah, I'll give Fred this. The one thing he did, when Limp Bizkit was at their biggest, he was doing the 7 to midnight show, all right? And, like, that was a staple on the station, was Limp Bizkit. Nookie was huge,
that one was huge.
And he refused to play them. Like, I mean, he was just a guy. Like, he's just a DJ. The program director would put it in the music, and Fred wouldn't play them.
You'd see Roland and just, nope, no Roland.
I wouldn't play them. It wasn't good for kids to hear. They might think that that's the music they should be playing.
And I absolutely agree. I think bands like them, they ruin music now.
They ruined rock music. They absolutely ruined rock music.
I did enjoy them, but yeah, they absolutely ruined
everything.
I think
that's a cop-out. I think that because they sold a ton of albums, people think they ruined it. I think it's because no one followed them up. Because all these labels did was they said, we're going to sign all these bands with V at the front of their name. The Strokes, the Hives, all this stuff, and nothing...
Well, I think Linkin Park was kind of, you know, I know they're...
And nothing
together,
stuck, but they were part of the Limp Bizkit thing. Like, that was the rap rock thing, but nothing followed it up.
But I will
Whereas with hair metal went into grunge, into rap rock, and then rap rock went into these V bands that weren't that good.
Did 99X make a huge mistake by shifting their format completely to nu metal?
It's the highest ratings they ever had
for
about a year and a half to 2 years. What, do you just ignore it?
Well, that's because I mean, that
to me was the industry saying, oh, well, this isn't cool anymore. Let's get these bands that, you know, dress up and, oh, it's like seeing the Stones back in the day. Like, the Strokes piss me off.
Strokes are a good band.
Strokes
do you not like Interpol?
They're fine.
Interpol, like, a great band.
Yeah, they're fine. I think they're fine. But there wasn't a band from that era other than the Killers that stuck. Everyone just kind of had a hit and went away. And that's on their fault, not Limp Bizkit's fault.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit's they're like a typical band. You get huge for a couple years and maybe you fade away.
Yeah. Maybe they rocked a little too hard.
That would be like saying hair metal ruined MTV.
No, I just mean like I love Korn, but nobody could follow it. Like, you know, the seven string guitars. Like, not many, how many bands tried that and didn't work out? And then there was the Chevelle, you know, Chevelles of the world. And
Chevelle
then,
thought he was
you
cool.
You know, Shinedowns, and then you keep on going. I just, that's when music fell off for me.
Yeah, Vertical Horizon were kind of what kept me in the game.
She's everything you want.
Yeah.
And then, Vertical Horizon wasn't a bad
thing. And at the end, they go, I'm everything you want.
Because
he's talking about himself the whole time.
I see.
You narcissistic prick. They were the first band I ever interviewed. Horizon.
I just love how they sold the Strokes as being these misfits off the street, and like his dad owned Barbizon Modeling.
Yeah, but they were huge.
He literally
in New York.
Dressed
they,
all of
they,
them.
They were this big, huge band in New York, and people believed that they were the second.
Because
coming.
His dad had money.
I don't know if that's the case. I mean, what is the band that sang California? Oh, they got really mad at me too. I told the story yesterday. Were you in the meeting when Jacob Dylan was playing Music Midtown? And Jacob Dylan's Bob Dylan's son. And Bob Dylan was playing the same festival on the same day. And the record guy goes, you are not to ask him anything about his dad. So the first question I said, hey, how about your dad playing over there? And the record guy punched a hole in the wall. Remember Andy Milonakis?
Oh, yeah. The guy you couldn't tell if he was like 40 or 14.
All I asked him was how old he was. Okay. I asked him how old he was maybe 100 times. And that's all I asked him.
He's 43 now.
The show was the Fred Toucher show at the time. And the best rest of the people in the show made me leave the studio when Elton John came in. Because they thought I would embarrass them.
He's here tonight, right?
I'd like to see Elton John. I think he's very talented.
I spent many hours with him.
I'd love to you guys like make a list of people who like tried to fight you, like bands that.
Well, you can tell you the biggest dicks were that we interviewed, and a lot of them were here on the show. What was the dude who used to be on SNL?
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz.
He wasn't really.
He was a dick. He just sucked. Heath Ledger was a massive dick.
Really?
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Remember Greg Proops from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yeah.
He was reading the paper. When I started talking to him, and I go, just leave. Like who the F are you? Like, I'm doing this as a favor to the club. Like, I'm interviewing you so I can get such and such a comedian on. Leave.
This would be, like, good best of stuff. Like, if you ever, like, you know, during the holidays.
Jimmy Barron has a massive box of CDs, including when we pranked Sean Hannity, and they put us through to his phone because he thought we were Al Pacino.
Was there ever a band that sucked, but when you interviewed them,
all the time.
You meet them, you're like, wow.
Oh, yeah, Papa Roach are the greatest guys. Yeah, like, you got to hang out with them. Like, they're great guys. Jacoby Shaddix is as good of a dude as you can get.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Has anyone ever really been dicks to us? I don't know. I mean, there's been a couple of situations.
You're up, baby. Everything's up.
Well, I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends. So why not have a dinner? So that's what that was.
I mean, I hung up on Bill Walton. I hung up on Rick Pitino. But that was like a stunt. I don't know. A lot of those bands were pretty funny. That the drunkest band I ever interviewed was the band he loves.
You too?
Yeah. They were super drunk. I never interviewed them.
Helmet?
No.
Third Day?
No, the funny
Casting
band.
Crowns?
That like funny band.
Oh, Steel Panther.
No. From
The Darkness.
The Darkness.
Dude, The Darkness rule. Their new album, Easter Is Canceled, is excellent.
I like them too, but I mean,
they just look drunk and act drunk.
Oh, Rich. I mean, come on. Who was the band whose drummer they had to hold up? On the bricks?
I know you're talking about.
They had to hold a drummer up on the bricks.
Because he was so drunk.
It was like a terrible band.
You have the audio of the guy from... Okay, do you remember that song? Don't let go, you gotta give.
Yeah.
Okay, the New Radicals. The lead singer came in one time, and that dude thought he was... His farts didn't smell. All he had to do was do some liners. So when bands would come in and say, hey, my name is so-and-so from whatever, and I am 99X was the name of the station. And he was like... Oh, what am I supposed to read? And we have a recording of it. Okay, just read this right here. And he goes, hey, this is one of the New Radicals, and I'm not really anything, so why would I say I'm?
Yeah, I'm not comfortable.
I can't be defined.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to define myself as a radio station.
I can't be defined. So,
which I like that song too.
That song sucks.
Oh, it's catchy.
That song is
awful. It's catchy.
It's like got nothing to it.
He makes fun of Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson has a couple okay songs.
Except when he's on stage trying to scare you.
When he had that big thing that came up with like the swastika on it, and he was like, ah.
When he went from being 6 feet tall to like 40 feet tall in concert in the midst of a song, I thought that was great.
I was laughing my ass off.
That was awesome.
It was not quite Kiss quality, but he made me laugh the entire time.
Oh, yeah. The stuff he says between shows, it's hysterical.
And he's got like a Ghoulie costume. He's like, oh, I'm a total nerd.
Are you yet?
No, look at me. I'm a nerd. All right, we'll get to that Red Sox stuff coming up.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports on.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich. Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Apache. All right, so here's sports. 98.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I don't know if people like it when we talk about the pop culture. What can I tell you? But Joe Murray, the Astros, it was kind of funny. The way they were tipping pitches is they were just hitting like a trash can.
This is one of the more interesting things that I've heard because it just seems so blatant the way they did it is that you wonder why this didn't get busted, why they weren't busted a long, long, long time ago. And I know there are some writers who were saying that they had heard things, but I mean, when you hear the way they did it, if you don't know, what they had was all these home games with Houston, there was a camera, a video camera out in the outfield. It would film and zoom in on the calls that the catcher was making. And so in real time, there would be somebody in the dugout, like right behind the dugout on the hallway that was between there and the clubhouse. And they'd be watching the video monitor. So the minute that they saw that it was going to be a cutter, they would just bang on a trash can really loud. And so whoever was at the plate would know that it was going to be a cutter. If there was no sound, then more than likely it was going to be probably a fastball.
Wait, was it a cutter or was it an off-speed pitch?
It was probably something other than a fastball.
Because I'm thinking, how many cutters you
have? Well, I mean, in this clip right here, I think he says cutter. But okay. I believe the way that would make most sense is we're going to bang it if it's anything but a fastball.
Okay.
So here is, and if you want to know how blatant it was, this is why I'm shocked that nobody figured it out until now.
Fastball. No bang at all. Takes it. Next pitch. There's the changeup. Bang, bang. Takes it. There was the off-speed. Now, it's like, wait, what? What's going on here? Now look. Fastball outside. So quick. Two signs. Geared up for the fastball. Fouls it off. Next pitch. Changeup. Bang, bang.
I mean, that's loud.
How did the guy making that video step away from all the women he was having sex with?
But you know what? But you're right. That right there, Fred, like there's a guy exactly. who dug through all of that sound in order to find that makes me think that all of this talk about Alex Cora being involved and him possibly doing it with the Red Sox is ridiculous because there's no bigger fan base of baseball nerds than the Red Sox. I mean, you know, the Bill James disciples, there's all these people who like, you know, I mean, the stats, and they're watching all these, you know, film. How somebody has not found that yet, the sound before each one of these pitches at Fenway Park is insane. And to me, that means that it wasn't happening here at Fenway.
I don't know about that.
Now, that method was not happening right, here. So tipping pitches is something, or like...
I will give Joe the floor, but I will tell you this, is that every team is stealing signs. If you're not, you're an idiot. Mm-hmm. They've been stealing signs since probably the 1890s.
But that way right there just seems like, dude, how dumb can you be? You're going to get caught. Although they won a championship, you know, that year.
You're stealing pitches, and if I have the technology to steal pitches, steal signals in a more effective way, I'm using it.
I'm sure there is in baseball. You know how much these guys make? Here's the deal. All right, in 2017, Alex Cora was the bench coach to Hinch, and Carlos Beltran was a part of the team. Now all of them are managers in Major League Baseball. Red Sox take over Cora takes over the Red Sox in 2018. They won the most games in baseball. They cruised through the postseason, and they won a World Series. Could people, now that Alex Cora's, you know, under investigation here, could the 2018 championship be tainted? The reason why I say that is, you know, how many teams won 100 games? They were dominant. Like, Jackie Bradley Jr. went on this run. The guy can't hit an off-speed pitch for the life of him.
Right.
But yet goes off in the playoffs.
Right.
Just, there's going to be an investigation. Alex Cora looked like the greatest guy in the world. Last year, the 2019 Red Sox were pathetic. They were one of the worst pitching teams in all of baseball last year. They couldn't hit at times last year. So I think that teams maybe caught up to them, and I think they stopped, and they became an awful baseball team. So I'm not saying 2018's tainted, but when this whole entire investigation comes out and Alex Cora is involved in it, hey, how come you were so great in 2018, but in 2019 you absolutely sucked?
Okay, why would they stop?
Because teams were talking. Maybe the Astros went this year and lost too.
No, I understand. And no, it's an incredibly effective method of playing baseball. I mean, if you can tell me that a fastball is coming, there's not a guy in baseball that can't turn on a fastball. Yeah. But like, if I'm, wouldn't you just find another way to do it?
Yeah, but I think that it was kind of like a memo with the Patriots, like in the NFL. Hey, teams, we know what's happening. Like, the Astros have gotten in trouble for this before. Didn't they cheat with the Cardinals at one point?
No, the Cardinals broke
into their... Whatever, the other way around. This stuff's happening. All I'm saying is, Alex Cora, right? Didn't everyone kiss his ass? He's the greatest manager at all of baseball. You know, they were the top team. They won a championship. Congratulations. All of a sudden, we find out that there were sign stealing, and I don't know. I'm sure the Red Sox could come up with some device at Fenway. But maybe there's something in center field that blinks when there's going to be, I don't know. I'm just saying, one year you're the best team in baseball, the next you suck. Well, there's something to it.
Well, then what I would say to that is, if everybody's stealing pitches, then if you win a championship, you're on even ground. So why is it that they had some sort of advantage if everyone was doing it?
They're probably one of the better teams at hitting fastball.
That's what I'm saying.
But how could the pitching be so bad the next year?
Well, I mean,
and I know this is more
Chris
of a hitting
Sale
thing.
Is part of the reason.
Sale, Price.
I mean, you know,
worst closers in baseball.
Wait. Like, but why would that affect the pitchers negatively?
Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. Maybe they're just.
But why?
I know. To your point,
hitting, though.
To your point, yeah. You know, yes, the hitters would be the advantage here. Something changed. I don't know what it was. The guy was the best manager in baseball in 2018. Something changed in 2019.
I think it all had to do with starting pitching. It was the starting pitching.
And this isn't me trying to go viral at a sports radio host.
No, I don't mean. You're
going viral. Don't you worry about that. I'll see to it. I'm an influencer.
you think that's just dumb conspiracy?
No, I just think that it's a situation where even if you found out that he was tipping pitches, tainted, what does that even mean? Like the Astros, no matter what you find from this, they're not going to take the championship away.
Yeah. Oh, no one's
going to care.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I'm not going. Hey, listen, the 04 champion. Okay, like, we all know what was going on in 04.
Sure.
Right? And Veritech was one of the guys all the time that, he's stealing signs and things of that degree. I'm not saying anything. Like, all I'm saying is, Cora, for everyone who wants to kiss his ass and say he's a great manager, I think he was doing something. Clearly, there's going to be an investigation coming out. best team in baseball, 100 wins. You rolled through the playoffs. You win a World Series. The next year, you suck. And I just say Jackie Bradley Jr. had a hell of a run in that playoffs. The next year, the guy couldn't hit an off-speed pitch for his life. And I just,
but
I
he's
don't
a
know.
Very
but the offense
hitter.
Last year was out of
that's
this
fine.
World.
They were like, yeah, I know.
But so it has nothing to do with that.
I mean, I'm just saying maybe there was some. I get it to the point. It's this. Everything we're hearing is about the hitting. I'm just wondering if there
there's
was
something else.
I don't understand how you could do anything to affect a pitcher. In terms of giving them a competitive advantage.
I don't, maybe the signs. I don't know. Maybe the other teams were picking up something with their pitchers. I don't know.
No, no, but if I'm Chris Sale, what can you do if I'm on the mound to give me the
I don't advantage? Mean, how many times did you hear about Eddie Rodriguez tipping his pitches and, oh, there's something with Chris Sale that they're picking. Like, Pedroia was picking things out when he was playing.
Now that's a decent point. Maybe Alex Cora wasn't, like, noticing that the pitches are being tipped. I would understand.
All right. Yeah, if you're tipping your pitches, that part of that is on the manager.
Yeah, so no, that I get.
That happened a lot last year, by the way, especially Eddie Rodriguez. I know the guy won 19 games.
No, he was tipping his pitches, and it took him a while to figure it out. That's explainable, though. I mean, you guys get into habits, and you know how pitchers are. It's very difficult to get them to stop a routine.
Wallach wouldn't like my take.
Well, listen, his brain's halfway out of his head right now. They started that surgery at 8:50. Or no, 7:50. So he's only got 24 hours to go until it's over.
Oh, boy. That just
he's knocked out. I'll tell you this. You give me 3 days in the hospital with a morphine drip, I ain't complaining.
Coming out of it sucks. Like, coming out of drugs that heavy sucks.
Well, they got to put you on the morphine drip. So you got to...
As Nick is giving a big thumbs up.
To the morphine drip or to that it sucks coming out of it?
Did you do, like, what was it, fentanyl? Or what were you on? Dilaudid, probably fentanyl and all that stuff. I mean, that is...
Well, I'll tell you this.
Getting out of that stuff?
I never had a problem with that. You give me a little fentanyl, I'll be all right. I'll tell you this, though, is that Nick probably had to deal with all the embarrassment that came along with his illness.
Just one other thing to throw in there about baseball. Maz just came out with something on 98.5thesportshub.com, how baseball is ruining Christmas. That's the headline. I didn't read it, but that's the headline.
Nothing can ruin Christmas, not even a nuclear winter. All right, Rich, we have the stat coming up. What we discuss?
One of the biggest players in hockey is out, and you are getting censored material on Disney Plus, apparently.
Ooh, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. All right, Rich, on 98.5 Sports Hub, what is going on?
Well, the big launch of Disney Plus has been widely successful.
Except if you try to use Apple TV and everything takes 10 years to load because Disney's basically commandeered it. But yes, continue.
You see, I noticed on my Apple TV, it's all about the Apple TV channel that they have. Like, with like
whatever
Jennifer Aniston everywhere, like when I turn
yes.
on.
And it, yeah, because like the whole, I know what you're saying, the whole top of the menu screen is yeah. like, yeah, whatever it is. My kid, I get home and YouTube doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. So I get home and it's effing people making slime and I just want to get out of it and it won't let me.
Just menu, 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 menu until you get to where you need to be.
Right. But
so you can't menu anymore.
Hit menu 75 times.
Yep. Well, speaking of that Apple TV new streaming network, now there's like 18 streaming networks. But you want to talk about trying to make a huge splash. Remember how they stole Friends, which for some reason on Netflix, Friends was still one of the highest watched shows. It was like The Office and Friends.
And Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Friends, by the way, which is on TBS for like 12 hours a day. Friends is awful.
Well, a new generation apparently has, like, college kids love the show Friends, which confuses me because I didn't like
Lisa Kudrow is great, especially when she did Smelly Cat. It's so funny.
So they ended up stealing, Apple TV did, the Friends, the rights to streaming Friends.
Good, then I'll never
Netflix,
get it.
From Netflix. And it paid, I think it was like $1 billion or something to do that. It was something insane. And because
maybe
of this
I'll,
money.
Maybe I'll make a TV show of me taking a dump and they'll buy it for $1 billion.
And because of all this money being thrown around, guess what? There's going to be a Friends reunion, and it's going to be on the streaming Apple TV service.
Like, you mean a reunion like a show?
So they have not come out with the details yet, but over the past week or so, there's been pictures of all of them together now, and people are like, what kind of project is this? And it's Jennifer Aniston teased that there was indeed something that they were working on, and now yesterday there was a report that it is going to be a reunion. Now, whether this is a one-off thing or this is going to be an entire season, rest assured, all of them are going to get $1 zillion.
What the hell
does
Matthew Perry look like these days?
He does not look good. He loves pills. I'll tell you who looks great is Monica. She's got the best plastic surgeon in the world. He just basically blew up her face.
So the ones that look the best, it has to be, well, first of all, Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston's number one.
You know what? The guy, who's the dude who is the Joey? Joey doesn't look bad. Yeah. He looks good.
He's distinguished.
He's got gray hair.
He's a trying
actor. He's distinguished.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He looks good.
Dr. Drake Amore.
And you know what? David Schwimmer looks like David Schwimmer.
And,
like, he has not changed.
And I heard that he gets leprosy on the new one. And everyone laughs and laughs as his limbs fall off.
From being a paleontologist? Is that how he got it?
He discovers like an old bone that has leprosy on it. The only way I'd watch it is at the end of every episode, there was a mystery of why one of the castmates was killed.
It was like Murder, She Wrote?
Yeah, the dude at Central Perk that's in love with Aniston.
Yeah, what's his name?
Ties her up and kills her.
Goes very dark.
I hate that show. I've watched every episode of Family Matters. I've seen every episode of King of Queens. I watch a tremendous amount of television.
Was it Gunther? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Gunther. And I cannot watch Friends.
If you are Michael Scott and you are Dwight Schrute and you are everybody who had anything to do with that show, are you not talking to everyone going, let's never have to work again and have our great, great, great grandchildren
all do it,
never have to work
for,
again.
Except for Carell. And I don't understand, because it's not like Carell's printing money right now.
Like, Carell's got a fine career.
Right, yeah.
It's doing very... As a matter of fact, he's going to be on that new show called, like, Space Force that Mike Judge is doing, which I'm looking forward to.
And he's also on the show with Aniston and Witherspoon.
Yeah, and he's on that. So he's steadily making good money. Like,
I'm sure he makes a lot of money, but wouldn't it be fun for him to go back and do The Office?
Are you kidding me? You know how much money he would make? And I'm not joking about this. If Seinfeld reportedly got $1 billion, and that's the lion's share obviously goes to Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld.
It all goes to them.
Okay, so let's say you are, I keep calling him Michael Scott. What's his name?
Steve Carell.
If you're Steve Carell, couldn't you command $500 million?
Okay, even if you couldn't, wouldn't it be fun for him? Like, just think of, like, you get to do it again.
But is it like post... like after the wedding and all that stuff, or are you like,
I don't care. $500 million and my career.
You know,
I
joked about the leprosy thing. They would probably have something like something awful has happened to like a
Stanley.
Few of them.
Okay. So
like, there's no way Stanley's still alive in real life.
Is he the only character that you would absolutely have to have
yes.
to relaunch that show.
Yes.
Because they could come back and say, well, Jim moved to somewhere else, yeah. and people would still watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the Jim and Pam angle.
You would want them, and they would pay them a lot of money.
I don't know if you need them, because at the end, they were so desperate that they were threatening that they were going to get divorced.
They'd get $20 million each, at least.
They want to do it.
Yep. Each of them would get $20 million. Steve Carell could command $500 million.
You would need Dwight. You would need Carell and Dwight.
I don't know if you'd need Dwight. You would want Dwight.
I'd watch a show about Shrewd Farms. Like, if they just had something like that, like, I'd watch that.
I would too. You know?
I think if Dwight wasn't there, they would super serve Andy. Like, they would have Andy be
Andy
way more of a presence.
Andy is not a great character on
the
show.
The Nardog was not really.
I thought he was pretty good. He had a couple of good episodes.
It's not even an insult to him. It just wasn't a good character.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean...
I don't think he was supposed to be on it for that long, to be honest. I think that he kind of just hung around. Because at first he worked at the branch that...
He didn't come into the third season, right? When they reunited.
When Jim went to the Hartford branch or whatever the hell it was.
Well, speaking of streaming services, Disney Plus, it's launched. It's been very successful. Only problem is you might be noticing that certain movies and certain shows are missing some things. Maybe some things that aren't politically correct anymore, including... The Simpsons. That's right. If you get Disney Plus, they carry The Simpsons. One episode that is missing is the one featuring Michael Jackson called Stark Raving Dad. They have completely nixed it from the Simpsons library.
Everyone's going to forget that he was a child molester. I mean, imagine if you had it on there. And that would just throw everything haywire.
And you heard the clip yesterday that we played of the scene in Star Wars.
I hate when they do that.
I kept it away. So
why? What does that do? Like what you don't want to give his, like, first of all, what's the royalty on that? It's not like he's dead. Like what are you doing? He's not even Michael Jackson. What do you accomplish by doing
According to Al Jean, who is one of the guys who's
Marty Farty was his brother.
That's right. He's behind The Simpsons. He said back in March that he believed that Jackson used his appearance on the episode Stark Raving Dad to, quote, groom young boys.
Oh, yeah, because there was nothing else he could do with that zoo at his house.
He said, what saddens me is if you watch the documentary, which is the one that they did Beyond Neverland or whatever, which I did and several of us here did, and you watch that episode, honestly, it looks like the episode was used by Michael Jackson for something other than what we intended it. It wasn't just a comedy to him. It was something that he used as a tool. So I guess you can make whatever call you want if... You know, you're able to make that deal.
You're allowed to make the call. I don't like when people do that.
The other thing is...
Like, would you not play The Cosby Show because Bill Cosby's a terrible person?
But that's easier because you can just choose not to stream the entire show. Right.
TV, by the way, still. But, like, it just... I don't know. It just bothers me when they do things like that.
But then again, there's, what, how many other 100 episodes you could watch? And I don't remember the Michael Jackson episode being particularly good. It doesn't stand out as being one of the better ones.
Well,
now, if you got rid of the
fat guy that made the song with Lisa.
Well, if you got rid of the one with John Waters, I'd be very upset.
Well, you could get rid of the one with Bleeding Guns Murphy, which is one of the worst episodes of television in the history of the medium.
It is the worst Simpsons episode. There's no question.
It's one of the worst episodes of television.
Jazz Man! Isn't that the one that ends with that?
I don't know.
No, I've seen it one too many times. Well, as I said, Disney Plus has been putting disclaimers before some of their movies. As a matter of fact, someone says, beware that there are, quote, outdated cultural depictions. They put it before Dumbo, Peter Pan, The Aristocrats, The Jungle Book, and the original Lady and the Tramp.
Aristocrats is the jam. That was my favorite when I was a kid.
Lady and the Tramp, one that they, in Dumbo, for example, there's a crow named Jim Crow, and he speaks in a, quote, stereotypical African-American accent. The Lady and the Tramp, they tell a joke that ends horribly with everybody.
It's a 90-minute Aristocrats joke.
That's right. The Lady and Tramp features Siamese cats with stereotypical Asian accents. All those characters have been voiced over by white actors, so they make sure to put that at the beginning.
But the thing is that the Aristocrats has African-American characters that are treated as main characters. Like, I think that's a positive message in terms of race.
The Aristocats?
I don't remember.
Remember
they're like jazz guys?
I just remember the Siamese cats, which I think that song is missing.
Okay.
The We Are Siamese, if you please. I think that song is gone.
Well, remember, like, the cat, like, the precious cat from, like, the rich lady, like, goes, and she goes, and it's like a jazz band.
Okay.
I don't know. It's Snoop Dogg's favorite.
Yeah, song. Man. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was like a jazz soundtrack, right?
Yes.
Cool, man. Was Scatman Crothers one of the voiceovers? I think he was.
Probably.
He's in a lot of those things.
Not really.
Scatman Crothers, Banjo the Woodpile Cat?
I don't know.
I watched way too much cartoons when I was a kid.
All right. What else?
And then, by the way, on top of that, they've edited Star Wars, if you're not here as well. So Hugh Jackson is going to be leading the Colin Kaepernick workout. So this couldn't be any more of a disaster if you tried. Now they got Hugh Jackson out there. Antonio Brown tweeting out a photo of him and Colin Kaepernick saying, hey, want to play I'm sure the NFL wants that right now, him to be out there during all of this. So I guess he's there right now in Atlanta getting things all set up for the big workout tomorrow. And from what we hear, things are moving along. The Patriots will have somebody there, according to all reports. Who knows what's going to come out of it, but tomorrow's the day. We shall see from the reports how he does and what the backlash will be. Nobody's happy in this whole situation, it seems like.
No, they are not. All right, when we come back, we have Scott Zolak, who's already messed with the Twitter camera, or the Twitch camera, rather, and we'll find out what they have in store for you today.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. And we are joined by Scott Zolak.
Hi.
He will be calling the game on Sunday. He will be in Philadelphia where they will be staying. I won't say where, but they will be staying very no. far away from the city.
And not anywhere near the city.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Hey, knock yourself out if you want a $65 Uber to go eat.
Oh.
Pay more for your ride than you will your steak.
$65, you're lowballing it.
Do they moon you like they do in Buffalo when you pull up in the bus?
No.
Okay. Oh, really?
No.
So Philly
they
doesn't
price all those guys out.
Philly will just beat your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So like
no, you'll get off the bus and they'll just start screaming at you. F you, your mother, this and that.
Yeah.
Buffalo, they're just hammered.
They're fun-loving a-holes, whereas in Philadelphia, they're real a-holes.
Now that Philly's the toughest crowd.
No, but Lincoln has calmed a lot of that down.
Yeah, it's not like it was
at Veterans.
At the Vet. Now, that used to... We had this perverted equipment guy. He's passed away. He ended up having an issue. But he would have a drill, and he would drill at the old Link. There was a metal door in our locker room, and it's filled with like 80 holes, drill holes. I'm like, what the hell is all this? And it's always filled in, but the new guys, whoever's there visiting the team, re-drill holes. It's a cheerleader locker room on the other side.
Oh, yeah, you've told us this.
It's like Porky's. It's like unbelievable. And you run in, there's like 40 guys like just trying to get a peek in. I'm like, these people. And you got the damn equipment guy with his bike
they
shorts
sued.
On.
Like, those women sued.
They knew it was there.
Very well, but there was a one generation of the women that sued.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
I just couldn't believe it. Like, yeah, that's one of my, like you say, hey, what's one of your crazy things in the league? Like, I couldn't believe that existed in the league.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
Like, both knew. The visitors always knew. So, I mean, if you worked there, you knew. So why wouldn't you move the locker room for them? They knew.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't know. I mean,
well, would Joe Murray move off his chair if that happened and there was a hole in the wall?
I don't know.
We could will him over.
I'll get up if I have to. If I have to throw down, I'll get your back, Fred. I mean, if someone came through that door and tried to get you, I'd tackle their ass through the wall.
I trust you and Bird as security.
Yeah, I've been a bouncer before.
I don't doubt it. I have every faith that you could be.
You took on eight guys one time, right?
Yeah. That story's off the air, though.
Okay.
We can't talk about that one.
Were you a bouncer or a cooler?
Bouncer.
Okay. Who was the cooler?
Not me. The other guy.
See, the problem is if he gets a hold of you, like, you could run around him.
So I can move. Like, I know I'm a big guy, but, like, I was an athlete. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
no, but I'm saying you're
like
a direct.
Like heavy D.
No. You pick one direction and you go. Like,
that's
you're
a bad example. Yeah, I'm at about 34.
And then when he locks you up.
I'm like a 30 to 40 yard guy, and that's it.
I need to ask you a question, Hardy, specifically you, because you've been to a ton of concerts. You've worked in radio with concerts.
Are you going to talk about Tool?
No, I need to ask you a question about something that happened last night. If you went to a concert that you've been wanting to go to, and there was a huge announcement beforehand and signs everywhere that said you are not allowed to take out your phones and videotape or take pictures of the show, what would you think?
What would I think?
Yeah.
Well, I knew about this ahead of time.
Okay, a lot of people did not.
Okay. I would think, all right, I'll leave my phone in my pocket and go into the show.
Thank you.
Why would I take... Why would I videotape the effing concert anyway?
I'll tell you what.
Because everybody lives to their phones.
So why do you ask?
Because there are people who are there who were, like, pissed off. But I'll tell you this. Seeing a show where no one has their camera phones out is... Okay. Delightful.
I have a question for you.
Like, it's like, no, but you don't have to look over people's
phones.
People
need to validate themselves, okay, Fred. This is how they validate their human life.
Say I tape two Tool songs, so it's like an hour worth of film. Mm-hmm. So, are you ever going to look at that?
No. That's so everyone can know you're at the show.
You're never going to look at it.
I've done it at concerts for somebody who would, like, really like it and record, like, 30 seconds of a song and send it to them, but I never go back and look at it.
So at the end of the... It's been forever since you looked out in a crowd and it was just complete darkness. There were no... It was actually really cool. But then finally the last song, Maynard goes... All right, I know you guys have been dying to do it. Here we go. Take your phones out. Let's go. You can film whatever you want. This final song.
If I was a comedian, if I was a
Stinkfist,
it's like going to the cat house and leaving the phone at home.
I don't even want to know. But how was the
slow
show?
Motion?
They
murder.
Were great, dude. Great.
It was really.
It's awesome. One of the best set lists I've seen them before.
Did you see his tweet today?
It was like no jacking around because sometimes they'll like do these like, jammy songs.
I walked out of it. I flew out to Vegas because we saw him at the Orpheum. Were you at that show?
No, I didn't go to the Orpheum
show. Okay, which was the best, one of the top
lateral
concerts I've ever seen. Yeah, it was fantastic. And I liked that show so much. Like, let's go to Vegas. Let's see him at the Palm, you know, at the Pearl Theater.
And
there.
They jacked around. They had like
and they jerked around with the light show and stuff. And I said, I feel like I'm being tested as an audience member. And I'm the only one who's about to pass. Watch this. And I walked out and went and played blackjack.
No, nope.
My friend stayed at the show. And I'm like, I'm not sitting through this.
No fat on the bone, man. It was just song after song after song after song.
Did they play Ass Man?
They did not play Ass Man.
I'd give anything to see them. Like, with everything syncopated in the lights. I'm an ass man.
But do it toolified, like, you know, 7-8 times.
Because I'm an ass man, you and I really like those asses.
I like to touch them.
I like to touch them. I like to feel them.
All right. What do you guys got going today? What do you got
cooking? I like to touch and feel the ass. A lot of violence.
Sweet, sweet Bud Light.
Now we're doing that, starting there. I've never seen anything like it.
I know. That was crazy. That was insane.
That took some balls.
Well, it took mental illness. All right. You guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us this weekend. Joe Murray, it's time for you to get up.
Gotta move.
I know.
That'll do it for us. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.